the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Let's start by discussing the World Cup, assuming that the World Cup goes ahead, because you have to wonder if America goes ahead with annexing or invading Greenland at any stage in the next few months. Would Denmark, if it qualified, travel to the World Cup? Would any European Union nations do so? Might other countries pull out, given that many of them are on a list that was released by the American authorities yesterday, to whom holiday visas would not be given? Anyway, let's just hope everything works out fine and that there is a World Cup between the United States, Mexico and Canada as hosts for the rest of us to enjoy, and that we'll be part of it. But how much enjoyment will we get out of games that have been played at 2, 3 and 5 o'clock in the morning if we do get there? Barry Heenahan, independent TD for Dublin Bay North. You have an idea for the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, about temporarily extending the pub licensing laws. Tell us about it, please.
Hi, Matt. Thanks very much for having me on. And also, thanks for predicting I'd win a seat in Dublin Bay North. I'm very appreciative of the shout out on your podcast. Listen, Matt, I submitted this parliamentary question. It's one of the 1,200 parliamentary questions I've submitted in the last year of being a TD. And I just asked if he would consider introducing a temporary, time-limited national license arrangement to facilitate later opening hours for licensed premises involving the Republic of Ireland, if we do qualify. And I said, given that the UK government is examining extending licence hours for the 26th World Cup and the fact that Scotland has awarded a bank holiday for their first match, I just think it's my job to think ahead and make sure that if it does happen, it happens safely, responsibly, and in that way, it reduces risk, not increasing it, in my opinion.
How would it reduce risk? What would be safe about having pubs open for games at 2 a.m, 3 a.m and 5 a.m in the morning, as would be the case if we were to qualify?
Well, how would it reduce risk? It's because pubs are a regulated place. They're not unregulated like house parties. They have a manager, door staff, clear responsibilities. They have people who are regulating the drinks that are being poured in each glass. You're not pouring yourself. It's a social agent. It's a cultural. People go in. It's a community place. So reduce risk, in my opinion.
Sheila Gelhini is with us as well, Chief Executive of Alcohol Action Ireland. What do you make of that argument that this is about risk reduction? Because if you weren't to do it, people would be having house parties at which all sorts of things might be going on.
Well, you know, the evidence is very clear that when you extend licensing hours off pubs, that you see an increase in alcohol consumption and you see an increase in the harm that goes with that. There's all sorts of harms, but there's harms in things like, you know, increased assaults, increased injuries that would occur. But one harm that we're particularly, you know, concerned about, given the linkage here with sport, is actually domestic violence, because there is good evidence, and sadly, very good evidence, that that combination of alcohol and big sporting occasions also leads to increases in domestic violence. And, you know, that's a very potent mixture, and the idea of actually adding and increasing to that, the likelihood of that happening, is really unconscionable.
So where is the evidence that you would be adding to the likelihood of it happening by having people drinking in controlled circumstances rather than having to do so at home, given that this is unique and we've never really had an experience like this before?
Well, what you know, what you can guarantee is that if you extend licensing hours, you will definitely increase alcohol consumption. Now, you may say perhaps there will be drinking in homes. Yes, that is a possibility, but it is an absolute guarantee that if you have pubs open longer, you will have more alcohol being consumed. You'll have large numbers of people on the street as well coming out from that. And I would say, you know, that there's an awful lot that would have to be taken into account. You'd have to say, well, you know, what are the Garda resources that are going to be needed to be able to police, you know, that increased numbers of people, you know,
with
an awful lot of alcohol on board. We know, and when I pointed to the evidence, you know, about alcohol consumption and longer licensing hours, we know that the reverse is also true, that if you decrease licensing hours, you actually decrease reports of alcohol-related domestic violence. So we have that evidence actually from countries such as Australia. So what we were saying is that in any such call that has been made about increasing licensing hours, you have to look at what are the likely outcomes from that, and you have to think, well, is this a sensible thing to do? And our view, you know, looking at the evidence internationally on this, is that it is not a good idea.
Okay, now, Barry Heenahan, what's your response to what you've heard there from Sheila Gilheeny, the Chief Executive of Alcohol Action Ireland?
How are you, Sheila? Thanks very much for coming on. Listen, I think the fact that she said it's an absolute guarantee that it'll be more dangerous is completely absurd. With respect, nothing in public health is an absolute guarantee, Sheila. There's no study that you refer to that says a local pub opening late for scheduled sporting event is more dangerous. I think the one that she's referring to, because I've been doing research on this, is about high density nightlife areas where there's clubs and large crowds. But just the real comparison is, it's not a pub versus alcohol versus no alcohol. The real thing is, people are going to be watching this match. Do we want it to be in a regulated setting that is one of the most regulated systems in Ireland is the pub? And you said about guards, how it would be bad for guards. I think that's complete codswallop, in my opinion. I think if there was a controlled area where guards knew what licensed areas were going to be open, it'd be much easier than an unregulated party. But let's be realistic here. We're in Ireland. If we qualify for the World Cup on the Friday, the first match, 2 a.m., you don't think people are going to be out drinking in the pub anyway. And then if there's nowhere they can go, they're going to go to a house party, which isn't going to be regulated. There won't be any staff. There won't be any security. There won't be anyone that can help with fights. Listen, Sheila, I can say you can point to evidence that regulated pubs, but it's not true. An unregulated house party is going to be way more dangerous than a regulated pub. Hard publicans are working very hard, and it's great if they can keep it open, especially in rural Ireland, where it's a community event. They're coming to scream for the boys in green. And this is not, I wasn't alive for Italia 90, Matt. I never had this World Cup experience. We now have it. And if it does go ahead, if by the grace of God, we do qualify for the World Cup, you're going to be cutting out a lived experience for young people, for anyone who's an old age pensioner, coming together as a community and cheering on the boys in green together in pubs across Ireland. I think it needs to be looked at by the minister. And that's why I put in the question.
Okay, Sheila Gilheeny, your response to that.
Well, nobody is saying we shouldn't be watching the match, and nobody is saying that we can't watch it along with other people. What we are concerned about is that when you pour alcohol into that situation, that you're actually creating you're creating the conditions where it is even more likely that there will be harm that will arise from that. I'm not just talking about the evidence of, you know, density nightclub kind of areas. There is a very distinct link between big sporting occasions and increased risk of domestic violence. We have to look at that carefully. This is the same minister, Jim O'Callaghan, has been, you know, to the fore, actually, in trying to reduce incidents of domestic violence. The idea that we would actually be using something like the World Cup to increase the likelihood of domestic violence actually occurring seems ridiculous. And I think it's really incumbent upon the minister to look at all the factors in this. And I think to look at and to consult with people who would be picking up the pieces, that would be the likes of the Gardaí, the likes of ED consultants, the people who are working in the areas where who see what's actually happening when you have that very potent mix of alcohol and sporting occasions.
Have you, Barry Heenahan, spoken to publicans, the Gardaí, to the transport authorities about this?
I just like to go back on the domestic violence. I want to be very clear. Domestic violence is a serious issue and any increase is unacceptable. I've done work on domestic violence since I've been in here. But respect to, this isn't about alcohol versus sobriety. This is the fact that we are going to, if we qualify for the World Cup, the matches are going to be late at night. Do we want it in a controlled, regulated setting, or do we want it to be at an unregulated party? You cannot say that people won't be staying up for these matches. They will be. And you cannot say that they won't be drinking. They will be. Do we want it to be in a controlled setting where someone can say you've had enough, or do you want it to be in an unregulated setting where someone can drink too much? I haven't spoken to any guards officially, but I can say in relation to that question, we're not pretending that alcohol doesn't exist. And this proposal isn't going to change alcohol law. It doesn't change age limits. It doesn't change safeguards. It simply allows people to watch the match in a safer setting.
Okay, last word to you, Sheila Gilheeny.
I think we need to look at the evidence on this, and we need to go into this with our eyes wide open. It will cause harm the evidence is there, and it is reckless to suggest otherwise.
Yeah, well, research from DrinkAware shows that 62% of drinking occasions in Ireland happens at home, and this is linked to patterns of heavy and binge drinking because there's no accountability or responsible service. This suggests that an absence of structure can exacerbate risky drinking. So I think if you go to a regulated system, it's a business, a lot of them are family businesses, they're staying open late, it's community driven, I think it would be a lot better. The UK is examining extending their hours, other countries across Europe are extending their hours. Sheila, I have a lot of respect for you. I've submitted parliamentary questions on your behalf regarding alcohol labelling back on the 8th of March. I've done a lot for you, and I respect the work you do, but I'd have to disagree with you on this. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity for a lot of people, and it needs to be as safe and regulated as possible.
Okay, right. Thank you very much, Barry Heenahan, Independent TD for Dublin Bay North, Sheila Gilheeny, Chief Executive of Alcohol Action Ireland. The games are, if we're playing South Korea in our first game in Guadalajara, it'll be 3 a.m. Irish time. That's if we qualify, of course. The second game, which would be against South Africa, would be in Atlanta in the United States. Now, that is actually 5 p.m. Irish time. My mistake, I said 5 a.m. It's actually 5 p.m. Irish time. So that, at least, means it would be normal pub opening hours. But the final game in the group against Mexico would be in Mexico City at 2 a.m. Irish time. I wonder if Irish people have been drinking the evening before. Will they even be awake by the time those games come on at 2 a.m. and 3 a.m.? And even if they're awake for the start, would they be awake for the finish?
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.